Accession number 19129, rail 18.
What about the only carnival? Did that start after the war?
Before. It was a big one. It was one of the biggest around there. It was everything you want. Aye.
Was that always there, or did that start when you were little, or was it always the old?
No, it was there ever since I remember. I remember going down as a band, down to Shawfield.
Did they always have a parade in that?
Aye.
With the floats and that?
Yeah, starting Friday night. And then they had the big parade on the Saturday. Band was out. Jazz band, the lot.
Did they still have that?
There's no jazz bands now, but there is in different places. Still have them up.
Did you used to get a bag of sweets when you were little? Because we used to get a bag of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get a bag of sweets. Used to get a...
When you went to pitches?
No, at the shows. At the Thorny Sports Day, every kid used to get like a little voucher. And you stand it in, you used to get a bag of sweets.
Oh, I went up with Sports Day, that. Yeah. At the carnival, you used to have a dance on the Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday night. Big dance in the welfare. Aye. Used to have show jumping, man, on the football field. This is jumping. Aye.
What about the Americans when they came to Sony and got beaten up? What do you remember? You weren't being there for that. You weren't being there when
that was. Aye, I was here.
What was before you went away?
Yeah.
Like 1942?
No, I was. 1941.
But that was before they were in the war, man.
Hmm?
That was before they were in the war.
Wait a minute.
Because they never...
Aye, you're right.
So you just hear about that?
No, I knew when they were up there, man. When the hell would that be? Oh, aye, well, yeah. It would be before I went abroad. I didn't go abroad in 1942. Well, they were in the war then.
Yeah.
And, I was coming up on leave. Up the halfway house there.
But what did they work? What were they based in? They had a searchlight or something?
There was something up there. Like, I'd go on a searchlight or something. Oh, yeah, they were here then.
But they came to Thorny and some bloke beat them up or something. What was that? What's the story?
Oh, Johnny Curry and them. You went down the dance at the welfare.
What, in the uniforms and that?
I think so. I wasn't here. Apparently this trouble started. They got beaten up, some of them. Couple of leaves from Winchelsea, from there. Then that was in 1942.
What did you think of the Americans at the time?
The loud mouths. Didn't like us.
Why not?
They thought we were a bunch of bloody yokels, I think. Well, they went far wrong, eh? Bloody money we were getting, the money they were getting. In the uniforms.
Well, because they were smarter than you,
Oh, they were not smarter. Oh, yeah. Cigarettes, money. Chocolate and bloody chill, we go and used to get issued with that. But we went with the Yanks after the war. Used to go around, when you went down for your breakfast, you used to get your issued. So many sticks of chill, go and buy chocolate and a pack of cigarettes. You got that every morning. fakes.
So during the war, you'd keep out the way.
Some of them was all right, you know. There's some of them bloody Canadians didn't like them buggers.
Why not?
Well, they were worse than the bloody Yanks then.
Well, they had to wear the same uniform as you, though, didn't they?
Oh, more or less. There's a lad down in Sussex, Canadians, down there where we were.
But that was the Dieppe business, wasn't it? That was the main goal down there, that was the army killed.
And they got the hand in there. Yeah.
So you didn't like the Canadians either?
The majority of them was similar, all right.
What was that place you went to where you, when you went out in the night, you had to hang up your belt and that, so you could...
That was up in Scotland.
What was that? The
Alexandria.
See,
Glasgow.
It was fighting with the Poles or something, what was that?
Oh, aye. Well, there's a lot of Poles up there, just after the war. But that was the best weapon we had, the web belt. You slip it off, it's like iron buckles on you, or steel buckles. If you caught them in one of them, you cut the bloody head off.
So there was the feuds and that on a night, if you went out boozing with people in your unit and that, you'd be feuds with...
Oh, aye.
You could have fights with other... There'd be fights with other people that...
I was never in any scraps, but I've seen them. But, you used to have to wear your belt, you know. Just a belt. But, the best weapon in the world, man. Caught any bug on the side of the head with that, with the bloody brass buckles on.
After the war, did they still have the... Did they still have, like, the officers only, well, the bombs and all that? Was that still going on near the bases?
In the towns. Yeah.
So all the nearest pubs to the bases, they'd be out of bounds?
Hmm?
All the nearest pubs to the bases, the best, they'd be?
No, not all. In Alexandria, yeah.
Did you not just put the civilian clothes on and just
go in? No, not then.
Well, you had to wear a uniform when you went on?
There's no civvies then.
Even when you went on leave?
I didn't go on leave with the uniform. You had no other. There's no civvies there when I was in. That came on after.
So if you went on leave, say if you were in Thornley in 1942, could you not just put your ordinary gear on and go on foot?
But I couldn't. I had to come from wherever I was stationed in my uniform. Yeah. Then get changed when I came home.
But would they not? How would they know if you did that? If you just... How would they know if, like, if you got on the train and you had your suit in your back, you just got on the toilet and changed into your ordinary suit?
Oh, they wouldn't know. Oh, you wouldn't used to do that. You just come on leave. He had a jacket and a pair of slacks and that. I never saw you in his uniform. Never.
Why was that? It's not like then.
We used to miss each other on leave. I never saw him with it on. It was lovely saw him with it on. He used to get changed on the train.
21.
Oh, that's...
Can't remember it being taken. Can't remember it being taken.
Yeah, I remember it being taken.
So was that taken?
Where the hell did I get that took? Yeah, I was there. Oh, Bishop Auckland. I come up on bloody escort. there was a bloke up here, he was a bloody deserter, Bishop Auckland, and they had him locked up at Bishop Auckland. Mm. He was out of our company. Mm. And I went to the Naffy this night, and this corporal come in. He says, Tony, he says, you live near Bishop Auckland, don't you? I says, oh, aye. I think it was 15. I says, I had a good idea where it was. I says, oh, yes, I says, just a few, 2 or 3 miles. He says, yeah. He says, you're going on escort tomorrow with me up to Bishop Auckland. I says, oh, yeah. Anyway, we got away the next day. We went up there, and he says, I tell you what. He says, you can rub it off home if you want.
Where were you coming from to get the Bishop Auckland? It's not from this, from Bransworth.
No, from bloody Sussex.
Oh,
we're down Rye.
Oh.
We're in Chelsea.
Oh. What, and some bloke had done a runner and went
back
home?
He'd done a runner, and we had to go up and bring him back.
And some of the coppers had caught him?
A corporal, aye. A corporal and a bloody private. And what did this happen? Oh, we got up here. We got up here about tea time on the night, you know. Got to Durham. I says, I'll get off here. He says, right. He says, I'll see you in Bishop Auckland there at 9 o'clock in the morning. So I come home. And I got there was an early bus from Thornley. Jane B, Bishop Auckland. And I got there about 9 o'clock, and I was hanging about and couldn't see him anywhere. I saw these photographers. He was open. I went in and had my photograph taken. That's when I got the book taken. It was exactly the uniform and everything.
Was that what you were wearing?
Oh, aye. Yeah.
You don't have a jacket?
Yeah, battle dress.
Is that the battle? Is that the jacket there?
Mm-hmm.
Part of it.
Battle dress.
Right. So what happened when you?
But you used to have to wear that straight, right? You know, those buttons had to be up
above you,
and that'd be straight on your head. Mm-hmm. I went and got it took. Anyway, he turned up. We went up.
And where did he go then? Where was he?
Huh?
Where was he?
He belonged to Newcastle.
Oh, so he went home as well.
He went home as well, see. He belonged to Newcastle, or Gateshead or somewhere up that way. Corporal, what the hell was his name? Get his name. So anyway, we went up there was a lot of troops in Bishop Auckland at the time. We went up and inquired about him. Anyway, he'd reported sick. And they'd taken him to hospital at Cadwick. So we couldn't do anything about it.
So you'd made a journey for nothing?
So, no, we went to Cadwick, I think. I don't remember.
That'd have been on the train to Down, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we went to Cadwick. Because we used to have these warrants, you know, you'd travel with them from the army. And he was in hospital, so we had to go back. We went back without him. Rowley, you called him.
Why did he run away then?
Why, he was sick. Well, he hadn't come back off leave, see? Mm. He was absent without leave.
No, so he wasn't ready. He was just hadn't turned up.
Just hadn't bloody come back. And 2 or 3 days after they decided to bloody... Some of them was getting him up there and locked him up in Bishop Auckland. That's where that was taken.
So that would have been like in September 1942?
Aye, that would be, 42. I never thought when I was in the bloody army after, I got my bloody tapes and that up in Scotland, you know. I never thought about going and getting my bloody photograph taken.
Plus, they've only got them two, haven't you, really?
Yeah.
You've only really got them two.
And I never thought about going and getting it taken when I'd really caught them, you know.